Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for Brian Broaddus in Krusty's Corner. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Broaddus.
Thank you very much, Joe, and thank you, Reliant, as well, for being a part of this one. I'll jump right into this. I know we got some potential guests at the top of the hour, maybe, so we'll try and be quick with this today. Wolchek, I'll start with you. I got some cowboy questions for you, training camp questions, kind of like one or the other, if you want to play that game with me today. More sacks.
Oh, wait, hold on. What game are we playing? We're playing the one or the other game?
One or the other, but you just tell me, you're going to give me
your which one we want.
Which one you want.
Okay.
Which one you want.
Easy.
More sacks, Sam Williams or DeMarcus Lawrence?
This is what we want. Or this is what we
think
is going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Okay.
What's going to happen?
I'm going to go with, I think Sam Williams will get more sacks than DeMarcus Lawrence. We've seen D-Law's sack total, you know, not be tremendous. And that's why a lot of people just don't think he's very good, which isn't accurate when you actually watch and study the All-22. But I'll go with some splash sacks from Sam Williams, and we'll go with him.
Chieftain?
Yeah, I'm with Wolchek here. Do you guys know how many Tank had last year?
Five and a half, six, it was four.
And I mean, sacks can be a little bit, you can
pressures
be a little
and stuff
up
like
and
that,
down, right? Or whatever. Yeah, it doesn't always tell the story. And DeMarcus Lawrence had an awesome season last year, despite the fact that it was only four in the sack total. But I will go Sam Williams here as well. I mean, that is really like his job. I think DeMarcus Lawrence is like, dude, I'm an edge setter and I'm going to be one of the best run defenders in the sport. Sam Williams is like, if I'm going to make hay here in the NFL, I got to be dynamite on passing downs.
Man, I don't want to go against our guy Tank. You guys make a compelling case. I don't really think Sam Williams is that dependable. But out of the two, I'll go with him because going into year three, it is a massive money-making year. And if you want to take the next step in your career and, you know, be headed towards a solid veteran contract, this has to be a big year. So I think this will be the most focused Sam we get. And that's what he's built for. You know, I think Tank is still a really good player, but a well-rounded defensive end at this point in his career, I think, is probably a ceiling.
I'm just interested to see where the trust factor is with Sam Williams.
Yeah.
And I mean, the trust factor is Mike Zimmer going to put him out there If in fact that there are problems or mistakes or, you know, he's not doing what he needs to do. So to me, I'm kind of feeling like that there's, I have a little bit more questions about Sam than I do. Yeah, maybe the numbers won't be great for Lawrence, but I wonder if Zimmer will figure out that like, well, this guy's not doing what I need him to do. He's not, you know, lining up right.
It is true.
And all of a sudden, you get Tank playing a ton of snaps.
Yeah.
And Sam
have
not
more opportunity.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, Nealon is playing more snaps than Sam Williams because of mistakes and stuff like. This is a huge year for Sam Williams. This is a huge year. Chief.
Yes, sir.
More interceptions, Bland or Diggs?
I'll go Bland. Diggs coming off the injury, it's just a little bit tough to predict. So just really based on that, I'll go with Bland.
Yeah, I'm with him on that. I think Bland is just magnificent in his ability to go get the football. You know, he might be a better receiver than Diggs, and that's really saying something. But, you know, I would not trust him to limit the big plays.
You're talking about Bland?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think Diggs made steps in that direction. Good progress before the injury. But, yeah, close call. Good question. I'll go with Bland.
I'll lean with Bland as well. And I agree with Eric. It's all about just the unknown version of the coming back from injury. I think he's going to be ready to rock week one. But how long does it take him to get back into form? Both of them. I mean, obviously, ball hawks, and hopefully they each have a ton. But I think I'd lean Bland for this year over Diggs.
Who do you think that, even coming off an injury, who do you think that offensive coordinators will want to attack more, Bland or Diggs? After you watched a little bit of what happened to Bland against Seattle, where do you think offensive coordinators are leaning to? Like, I'm going to go after Diggs trying to find his way back, yeah, or Bland that – maybe stuff that happens to him down the field or inside could be a problem. Where do you think offensive coordinators lean that way?
I'm with you on the injury factor, right? I think you're going to test that until you can prove that you're back to the level in which you were playing. Why not? And Diggs, I agree. I thought he made tremendous strides the first portion of the season. We got to see him when it came to, hey, he looked better against the double move. Yep. Which he was a little susceptible, so was Bland. But if I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm going to attack the injured guy. I mean, I feel like that's just kind of the rule of thumb in sports.
But to be fair, you could go back and watch that Seattle game and probably a couple others and understand where can Bland be had, what's the type of receiver. It was DK Metcalf in that game, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Until Stephon Gilmore for like the second half of the fourth quarter
moved over
and things started to change a little bit. Now, not everybody's got a DK Metcalf that can do those type of things,
right.
But you can see that they both have vulnerabilities. Neither one of them scare you like, oh my gosh, they're shut down and they'll pick me off. It's like, they might pick me off, but I also might throw a touchdown over their dome.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You kind of feel like that, Dawson, that coordinators will attack Bland or will they attack Diggs?
Man, that kind of goes to your last question. I'm going after both of them, though.
Yeah.
I think like whoever our star receiver is on, whatever the play is built for, I'm not really building plans around either of those guys until one of them shows me that, you know, he's going to be significantly more difficult to pick apart.
And for as good as Bland was last year, like he is, his true spot is really the nickel, right? Like if you're in a perfect world,
best spot, yeah,
he's your nickel corner. So when he's on the boundary, he's a little bit out of his element to some extent. That's not where he's at his best.
Dawson.
Yeah.
More tackles. And these both these guys are really rookie guys if you look at it. Leofau or Overshown? More tackles.
I'm going to go with Leofau. I think his toughness, his awareness, his positioning, his football IQ is there. I wouldn't be surprised if he's the least fluid athlete, but I'm sold. You know, after watching a limited amount of college stuff from him, I was like, wow, how are they so fired up about him? But everything I've heard since then has me convinced. And I think being a smart, tough football player, is more important than being a great athlete here at this point.
How about you there, Zach?
I think this is a great question.
More tackles.
Just knowing how much they seem to love Leofau and the instincts and the smarts, I think he's going to be on the field a lot. I think I'll lean with him there. I do think Overshown is the much better athlete of the two, but he's also coming off of injury. I think he's probably going to be ready to rock, and hopefully we see him out there at Oxnard. I'm not sure how much we'll see at Diggs, but I'll lean with Leofau just because I know that coaching staff, I mean, the instincts, the football IQ, I think he's going to demand to be on the field. I think Zimmer's going to trust him.
Chief?
Yeah, I think I know Leofau's going to have the most missed tackles between the two of them. And based on playing time, he might have the most tackles as well. But Overshown, as soon as he re-enters being what the version of himself was last year before the injury, which might take some time. By season's end, there will be no question who the better player is. And I don't know what the total tackle numbers are going to be, but the Leofau missed tackles are what I'm most concerned about after watching a few of his games.
I think with Overshown, with him playing on the weak side, that they're going to try and free him up and let him run to the ball. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens if him playing, will he play on the outside? Will he play to the Sam Williams side too? I don't think you want somebody behind Williams that doesn't tackle well.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So you better put somebody over there that can, you know, if you got Diggs over there and you've got, you know, they didn't get particularly very good alley play from their safety last year. So I would be interested, but I think I would go Overshown here because I think they're going to free him up to make some plays. But you're right about the amount of time Leofau is going to play. Okay, my last one real quick. More carries, Elliott or Dowdle? More carries, Elliott or Dowdle?
I'm going to go with youth here. I think it's going to be painfully clear. We can't give the ball to Zeke that much. Short yardage specialist at best. And, you know, as I've established many years ago, Zeke's my guy.
But you, Chief?
Yeah, I tend to agree here. I mean, I know the Dowdle. I mean, you probably trust Zeke's health more than you trust Dowdle's.
Sure.
So that's the one thing that gives you pause. But I do believe that for the most part, Zeke will be the starter. He will be out there taking the first snaps of every game. But I do think Dowdle will be the guy who gets the most volume.
I think it ends up being Zeke, and I think it's just because of Rico's health, right? And I do think there's a trust factor with Zeke. Tried and true. You know he's dependable when it comes to playing through injuries. Dowdle's never been healthy throughout an entire season. And it's hard to really look at that and say, okay, I can I can bank on the health there. But otherwise, yeah, I'd much rather see Dowdle carry the football.
Yeah, I think Dowdle's going to get the most carries out of this group. All right, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
There he goes. The corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning here in the G-Bag Nation. Rafael Palmeiro set to join us in the next 20 minutes. Stay tuned. NFL News Today is coming up with Wolchuk.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.